Just one interesting halakha regarding the mathematical equation that we've been learning in Masechet Erubin, on Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet, and He, regarding the alakson, the diagonal of a square. So the Gemara basically is giving us a calculation that the diagonal is 1 2/5 more than the actual straight line that you would draw across the square. The hypotenuse, the diagonal, would be 1 2/5 more. We're learning it in Erubin. So if you had, let's say, a straight line of 2,000 amma, so the diagonal would be 2,800. That's 2/5 more than 2,000. So for Erubin, it might not be so applicable in our life, but it is applicable legabe tefillin. Maran writes in Shohan Aruch in Siman Lamed Bet that the tefillin, the boxes have to be squared in such a way that it's a perfect square, that the diagonal is 1 2/5 more. So the question then is, how precise do we have to be when it comes to the squaring of the tefillin? It's brought down in the book called Olchot Rabbeinu, which tells the stories of the Hazon Ish, that somebody came and brought his tefillin to the Hazon Ish to ask if it's kasher. The Hazon Ish looked at it and said, it's kasher, that's a square. He said, but I didn't measure it to make sure that it's 1 2/5 more. He said, these are the tefillin that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about when he said square. You don't have to put them under a microscope or a measuring utensil. It's enough, as long as it looks like a square, it's close enough. And that's the way Rav Moshe Feinstein came down as well in Igrot Moshe, in Yoreh De'ah Chelek Bet, Siman Kuf Mem Vav, or Kuf Mem Vav. And that's where Acham Ben Zion came out in Or LeZion Chelek Bet Perek Mem Dalid, in the Alal Lamed Gimal. Of course, if it looks round, then they're pesulim. But as long as it looks like the shape of a square, even though if you put it under a microscope and it doesn't come out exactly 1 2/5, which is perfect, even that number Tosafot holds is not precise exactly, but it's as close as we can get. And therefore, la halakha l'maaseh, if your tefillin start to look warped by the eye, then already you have to go bring it to a tefillin maker, a box maker, in order to square them again. But so long as they look by the naked eye, according to the square, even though it might not be exactly precise, according to the poskim, whether it's Hazon Ish, whether it's Moshe Feinstein, or Acham Ben Zion, Abba Shaul, all of them hold that the tefillin are kosher.